A Brisa says that the lambs in the Sheol Lechem are shechted for four breads instead of two. He takes two of the loaves and does the tzufa together with the lambs. The other two are eaten after redeeming them. The Rabbanan says to Rabbi Chista, the Brisa doesn't follow Rebbe because he holds that the breads become kaddish with the shechita. If so, where would one redeem the breads? If they're taken out of the Azara to be redeemed, they become possible for having left the Azara. If they're redeemed in the Azara, he's bringing chul into the Azara, which is also. Rabbi Chista said the Brisa could follow Rebbe because the redemption can be done inside the Azara. And since they become chulin on their own, it would not involve the Isra bringing chulin into the Azara. Ravina asked Ravashi, a Brisa says that when this redemption is done, it should be done outside the Azara. After more, this Brisa clearly only follows Rabbi Elazar, son of Shimon. According to Rebbe, the breads will become possible as Yaitse when taken out of the Azara. Correcting more, Ravacha, son of Rova, asked Ravashi, the Brisa seems to refute Rabbi Yochanan, who says that if a Toita was Shechta for 80 breads instead of the required 40, none of the breads become Kaddish. Now, the Brisa said that when there are too many breads, at least some become Kaddish. After tomorrow, we have learned that Rav Zeir said that all agree that where the person said that 40 out of the 80 should become Kaddish, 40 will become Kaddish. We can say the Brisa talking about such a case where he said 2 out of the 4 should become Kaddish. Zach the Gemara, Vaiter, Chanina, Tirasa. Taught a brisa in front of Rabbi Yochanan that said, if the kohen shechted four lambs for the two breads, he first takes two of them, does the zrika not lishma, and only then does the zrika of the remaining two lishma. If you don't say to follow this order, then he'll end up not being able to eat the two that are not being done for the karm. Rabbi Yochanan said, would we tell someone to do an avera, doing a zrika not lishma as an avera, just so that he can gain and be able to eat the other animals? The Mishnah says, if the limbs of a chatos become mixed with the limbs of an oida, Rabbi Yochanan says, it should all be put on the fire on the mizbech, and we view the chatos meat as if it were wood, meaning the limbs of the chatos, because they may not be burned on the mizbech, so we have to view them as if they're wood. The Chum say, we leave them over the night so that they become nicer, and then we burn them off the mizbech as nicer. Now, according to the Chachamim, we should say that he should do an avera and put the chatas limbs on the mizbech so that the owner gain and have his oila put on the mizbech also. Rather, we see that we don't allow someone to be an avera just to gain in that way. The Mar says this case is different. We would tell someone to do an avera with a chatas in order to gain for the chatas. However, we would not tell someone to do an avera with a chatas in order to gain for an oila. It's got to be with the same carbon. If that's correct, that for the same thing we would tell someone to do an Avera, Brisa says that if the carbon of Shuas was erroneously shechted too early or too late, and it was shechted on a Shabbos, its blood should not be offered. However, if one did offer the blood then, it accomplishes that the Amorim should be offered that night, and the carbon could then be eaten. Now, why don't we say to do the Avera of doing Zrika on Shabbos so that we gain that the Amorim are offered that evening and the carbon is eaten? Mar says we would tell someone to do an Avera on Shabbos in order to gain for Shabbos. However, we would not tell someone to do an Avera on Shabbos in order to gain for after that Shabbos. Frekmar, do we not tell someone to do an Avera in order to gain for something else? A Mishnah says, Rabbi Shua argues over the Azar and says, if Tahar Truma wine is spilling into Tameh Chulin wine, and there's no way to save even a Raviyah set of Truma wine from becoming Tameh, he has no Tahar Kalim, let's say. So one may try and catch the Truma in Tameh Kalim to prevent it from mixing with the Chulin and making the Chulin unusable as well. We see that we tell him to do an Avera, making the Truma Tameh, to gain by saving the Chulin. And for the Mar, that case is different since the Truma will anyway become Tameh if left alone. It will flow into the Tameh Chulin wine. Zokmar Vaiter, Rabbi Yitzchak taught a Brisa that said, if the Shuas lambs are shecht and not lishma, they're puzzle, and should be left overnight and taken out to be burned. Rabbi Nachman said to Rabbi Yitzchak, you compare the obligatory shlam to a chatos, and therefore say that it's puzzle if offered not lishma. The Tanan Devei Levi taught a Brisa that compares the obligatory shlam to donated shlam, and therefore holds that the lambs would be valid if shecht and not lishma. Exactly. Well, Brisa says that an oshrim that's brought when it's the wrong age would be puzzle and would be left overnight and taken out to be burned. But an obligatory oila that was brought when it was the wrong age would be kosher. The Brisa says the general rule is anything that's valid for a donated oila would be valid for an obligatory oila. This contradicts Rabbi Yitzchak and Fitti Gemara. This Brisa is the Tana of the Brisa taught by the yeshiva of Levi. Fitti Gemara, Levi taught a Brisa that says if the Oshim of a Nazir of a Metzayer was shechted not lishma, they're kosher, but they don't fulfill the owner's obligation. If they were shechted while premature because of the owner, let's say before the owner should have brought them in his process, or if they were not the proper age, they're possible. Now, according to Rav Nachman's explanation of Levi earlier, we should say that he should compare the Asham to a Shlomim and say that it's kosher even if brought at the wrong age. And for the Gemara, he compares one type of Shlomim to another, but would not compare an Asham to a Shlomim. In fact, the Gemara, you should then compare one type of Asham to another. The Asham of a Nazir and Mitzayra from the Asham Gezeilus and Asham Me'ilus and say, just like the Asham Gezeilus, Asham Me'ilus are to be brought in their second year, if the Asham of a Nazir and Mitzrayah are brought in the second year, it should be kosher. And just like the Asham of a Nazir and Mitzrayah are kosher when they're brought in their first year, Asham Gezeilus and Asham Me'ilus also are kosher when they're brought in their first year. And the result would be that all Ashamites are kosher whether they're brought in the first year or the second year. And for the Mara, Sima Rashi said, we learn something that is done improperly from something that is done improperly. We don't learn something that's done improperly from something that is done properly. In fact, is that true? A Brisa says that we learned that if part of a carbon was taken out of the Azara and then brought back in and put on the Mizbeach, it's not taken down. Where do we learn this from? It's learned from the fact that a carbon on a Bama is kosher even though it's out of the Azara. We see that we learn something that's done improperly from something that's done properly. And for the Gemara, the Tana of this Brisa actually learns this from the pasuk of his Zois Teresa Oila, not from the comparison to the carbon of a Bama.